Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
I'll never forget the day this album came out.
I know. Don't ever forget.
It was a monumental day.
Always remember.
For metal fans everywhere.
Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Hour. Yep. Comedy Hour.
Sometimes it's over an hour.
Yeah, it is, but, an hour is just, it's not really a number. 1 hour is a number, but hour isn't.
Comedy Hour.
Yeah.
Our Comedy Hour.
Mm-hmm. I am Gatchalopalol.
He's Gatchalopalopalus.
Yep.
Gatchalop. Gob. God. Mm-hmm. And I'm Terry. I'm Terry Guile. That's mm-hmm. who I am. And God hates us all. That's why he bombed the Twin Towers.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to have one of my relatives on the show, and we could be, we could name our podcast Terry Gatchel and Gatchel.
Oh, yeah.
Like Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Yeah, we could have the new show.
Mm-hmm.
The heart new show.
Yep.
But hey, if you guys don't know, this album by Slayer came out the day that the bombings happened. 9/11.
It wasn't a bombing.
It was a plane bomb.
Yeah.
You can't say bomb on a plane.
Nope.
They crashed into the building with planes. Yeah. They used planes for bombs.
Did you watch it on TV or anything that
day? I watched it happen, yeah. I was getting ready for work that morning, mm-hmm. and I just turned on the news, and they said, yeah, a plane has crashed into the Twin Towers, and I was going, whoa. And Shireen was my girlfriend at the time. And she was in the bathroom right around the corner. We had a TV in the bedroom. And then mm-hmm. I told her that. And she's like, oh, my God, that's terrible. I was like, yeah, what was a commercial flight doing, downtown New York? And then all of a sudden it showed it live. The second plane crashed. So I was mm-hmm. like, oh, my God. I had no idea at the time what was going on. And Shireen goes, oh, my God, it's terrorists. After the second plane, she knew. I go, you think? And I wasn't being sarcastic either. I was like, mm-hmm. whoa.
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, at that time, I mean, we didn't, we were still trying to put together what was going on with the first thing, without even seeing it live, you didn't see the first one crash in.
Right.
They didn't have any footage, I don't think, of that live until after the second one, and then somehow somebody had the first one.
Yeah.
And, I remember watching Bodies Fall.
Yeah, people jumping.
Dude, that was the most... That was the craziest thing to me, dude, was watching that. And even today, they still show... You'll see news clippings on TV of the plane going into the building. But you don't see the footage of... You don't see them replaying the footage of people falling. right. jumping.
It's pretty gruesome.
Out of, what would that be, like an 80-story building?
Yeah, at least. Hmm. Who knows how far they were jumping from. But, yeah, it was pretty intense, and we, not trying to make light of it, but it's been a long time. It's not too
12
soon.
Years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, we all took our flags down, most of us.
Yeah.
By now.
Yeah. You know, our thoughts and prayers still go out to all the families who lost people and stuff. It was a tragic loss. But, hey, let's get over it. It's been 12 years. It's mm-hmm. time to party.
They're building something else in the place now, right? Have they got that all started?
I don't think they have yet.
But they got it all designed. And
yeah.
You could probably go online and look at three-dimensional drawings of it.
Yeah, and if any of our listeners, any listeners that have any involvement with that, like maybe you know someone that was in the building, or maybe you were supposed to go to work that day and you didn't. I know we've got a couple listeners in New York. We're in 101 countries. So
102.
All right. We're moving up every time. That means we only got 90 to go, and we'll have world domination.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Check out this weird stylus that I got for my Kindle.
Oh, that is weird.
You can draw with it and stuff. It's basically just like an eraser. It's like a silicone tip on the end.
Don't take that into the tub, though, to do your draw rings.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Simon can't use a Kindle.
Dude, one of the great fucking characters of
I know. You know my name is Simon, and I like to do drawings. Hey, if anybody doesn't know what time you're listening, it's fucking 4:21 right now, and I missed it by a minute, so here we go. And that'll be a great time for me to mention our Pizza Now sponsors, because people who smoke weed like pizza. And also, we've got a new sponsor this week. Check this out.
Oh. There, folks. Smoking more now, but getting high less? Try new Acapulco Gold filters, regular and menthol. Acapulco Gold, just a stony three hits longer. And be sure to save the groove, eat coupons on the back. How do you think I got this? Out of sight hash pipe. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Ashley Roachclip of the Jefferson Hair Pie has to say.
Like us.
That's right, man. You know, I really, man, like the cat's really telling you where it's at, man. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, every time I lay some of this gold on my friends, man, they light it up, man, and they just take one toke, man, and they look at me and say, Roach, this weed's a motherfucker, man.
Oh, now you can't say that.
Oh, sorry, you can't cuss on the... So Acapulco Gold Filter is just a stony three hits longer. You can get those online at acapulcogoldfilters.com. Just kidding. Wonder if that is even a sign.
You know who is not sponsoring us?
Complete Ag Resolutions.
And the 2020 Olympics.
Darn them.
You know, Tokyo got them this year.
Where's that going to be?
Tokyo.
Oh, you just said that. Yeah. I was preparing to ask as you were answering the question.
Yeah, and Japan. I don't know, dude, should they be spending money on hosting Olympics when they should be spending their money on cleaning stuff up?
Well, you know, like I said, you got to move on sometimes.
That is true. That is true.
It's only been a few
years. I don't know.
Tsunami.
It's still a scary thing, though, going on over there. I'm sure we have listeners in Japan, too.
Yeah, we got a lot of listeners in China. Not a lot, but about a few.
Those have slowed, but we're getting more popular in Germany.
Yeah.
Hey, Germany.
Hey, Germany. Hey, China. I heard a weird story about China recently. This goes out to our Chinese listeners, if you know how to speak English.
Well, they're listening to us.
Yeah.
Would you listen to...
My dad said maybe they have translators for podcasts. I doubt it.
Maybe they're closed captioned.
Ah, for the language impaired. A Chinese farm said that an undetermined amount of crocodiles are on the loose after dozens of the reptiles were set free by floodwaters. This was a couple weeks ago, but officials with the slaughter farm operated by the Shantou Zixing Breeding Company says rains caused flooding that allowed dozens upon dozens of crocodiles to escape the farm. At least 27 have been recaptured as of Thursday. So there's lots of must be.
And nobody's turned them into shoes?
Not yet. Well, I think that's what they're going to do with them once they catch them all.
Yeah.
An unknown number remain on the loose and may have spread to nearby rivers and flooded farms.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, it says here runaway crocodiles are very dangerous, and we are very nervous that they might hurt people.
Well, there was that one story, I don't know if you heard recently, and I'm remembering this from the top of my head, but this guy went on vacation to an island or something, and he basically got stuck there for like 2 weeks because every time he tried to leave an island, like the 20-foot alligator or crocodile would chase him back up onto the island.
Damn.
He couldn't get off.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He was like running out of food and stuff.
And so I was wondering how many that they might think might have got loose if they've already captured 27 and they think that there's a lot still out there. It says here, to give you a little idea of how bad it might have been, the farm keeps about 11,000 crocodiles at a time.
Oh, and they've only got 27 of them back?
No. But I'm just saying, if there was 11,000, you'd think that quite a large amount could have gotten out.
Hmm. Well, just open season on them, right?
They slaughter them for meat products over there.
Yeah, so I just go like, hey, well, that's our loss. We're going to take a loss this year. If you can find them, bring them back, or you can cook them up.
Like, could you imagine just like be swimming along in a river? Oh, ching chong, hang on, oh. And then, sorry. And then,
dude,
like,
I got a crazier Chinese story.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good. That'll lead into our crazy Floridians.
In a wildlife park. Have you ever been to a wildlife park?
Just wildlife safari.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
I've never been there.
It's pretty cool.
Or if I did, I was like 3 and barely remember.
I was. I went a couple times.
Uh-huh.
I took the kids one time with Shireen, and then we went another time when I was like 18 with my friend Wade, and we took my niece. But yeah, it was pretty cool both times.
You and drunk Wade?
No, different Wade. My friend Wade with a Corvette, Wade Mock.
Oh. Mock?
Mock
did
1.
Yeah. I was going to ask if that was his nickname.
No, I used to make rhymes about his name like me and kids always do.
Mm-hmm.
Wade, Mock, sitting on the dock, sucking on a cock. Just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cock, mock.
Yep.
He's got the door locked.
Have a jock.
He's got his cock out of his jock. With the door locked.
That reminds me of that Deadwood show I was watching.
Yeah.
When the guy said, and he told that woman, I don't want you to open your fucking mouth unless I'm going to stick my cock in it.
She said that?
No, that's what he said to her.
Man.
And then, yeah.
What'd she
and then,
say?
She didn't say nothing.
Oh. Wow.
And then, yeah. And that was followed by a monologue of about 4 minutes of him ranting about the woman's mother, I think it was, while she was giving him a blowjob.
Wow. So it's HBO, lots of sex and shit.
And then right afterwards he said, go spit that out. You don't need to swallow that shit.
Ooh.
Go.
Wow.
I think that was the season ending part 2. That was like one of the, near the end of the, like the cliffhanger.
They get pretty raunchy on that show.
Yeah.
Sounds like to me.
It's pretty well done though. I like it. But there's the guy from China, he can't speak English. But the one word he knows how to say in English is cocksucker. So there's this dialogue between him and the main dude in town where it's like, cocksucker, cocksucker. Y'all know I'll bring you the cocksucker, cocksucker.
That's funny.
And so, yeah. But in the wildlife park, so you've been there.
In China.
Mm-hmm. Not, you haven't been to the one in China, but you have been to one.
Yeah.
You know, they had a monkey attack. A mother was changing her 8-month-old boy, his diaper, and a monkey attacked him and tore off his testicles.
The babies?
Yes.
Holy shit.
And a guy picked one up, tried to retrieve it, and the monkey grabbed it, ran off, and ate one of them. And they were able to get the other one.
Fucking monkeys.
Yep.
Damn it.
Man.
We got pecked at. Our car got pecked out by emus.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn fucking emus.
I know. We had to roll up our windows and shit. They were all like, tick, tick. Turn on the windshield wipers and try to shoo them away. I start talking like Elmer Fudd. It's emu hunting season.
So, they're like big birds, right? Like
they're
kind of
like an ostrich, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they fucking,
do they have ostriches there, too?
Yeah.
That's weird. How many different animals do they have there?
They got lions and tigers and bears.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. And then they got like a snake, big pythons, and they got lemurs.
Just like in the natural, so you're driving by running over these snakes?
No, no, no. The snakes are in cages and pits in a certain area where you walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lions and stuff are quite a ways from the road.
Yeah.
So, and you can't really, you're not supposed to walk over by them. You just
take pictures. Are they fenced off or anything? Like a fence near the road?
Didn't seem like it.
They just stick away from the trails.
And there's bears and, like I said, monkeys, lemurs, those ring-tailed lemurs that hang around by their tail.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, like, prehensile tails where they can pick up a banana.
That's not even natural around our wildlife, though. Are they in Oregon?
That's all in Oregon, yeah. I don't know. Those are African. I don't know. It's in southern Oregon.
They got,
like,
giant wildebeests up there.
Probably, yeah. They got, like, there's rhinos. And,
what?
Yeah, and, like, all kinds
giraffe?
Of stuff. Giraffes, yeah. They got it all. We should go.
When was the first time giraffes were indigenous to Oregon?
Noah's Ark, dude. Because Noah's Ark crashed in Alabama, where Jesus was originally from.
And he was from Alabama?
Yeah, and then he was born in April, actually, not Christmas. So Santa is actually the devil. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a crazy Chinese monkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll compare that to some crazy Floridian versus Oregonians and Canadians. This is kind of on the same nature thing that we're on. A 14-year-old Florida boy says he helped animal control capture a wild emu by lassoing it.
That's cool.
Ostrich-like bird was seen roaming near State Road 44 mm-hmm. in Eustis, Florida, causing motorists to pull over and observe. One bird was captured Tuesday but did not survive.
Dude, that guy must have, like, learned how to lasso in the scouts or something.
He's only 14. It said the emu hurt himself during the capture process because he basically just panicked. So they're blaming it on the emu when they're trying to... he likely broke his neck by thrashing. He was
blame
a heavy metal.
Blame it on the emu.
Blame it on the emu. So he's a heavy metal emu, apparently. He broke his neck by thrashing. Second was captured after animal
That's
control.
That's what they do. They peck, though, right?
Then they cornered Big Bird. What?
Big Bird!
Snuffleupagus came out.
You know
the
Snuffleupagus
rope
has a relative on the show?
No. Now? No, now?
Me? I think it was a girl or something.
Huh.
All right. Go ahead.
That's about it. He didn't really lasso it. He said, I threw the rope over its neck and got its foot.
Oh, so he didn't, like, do the Pecos Bill
wind up? Yeah, it made it sound like it.
Yeah.
But he said he was really shocked when he roped it. It was really exciting.
Yeah, I bet, man. I bet, you know.
He hopes
that... It'd be an adrenaline rush. It'd be like fishing and you got a big old ostrich.
They're pretty sure the emus belong to local residents and he hopes someone will step forward and claim it. Reminds me of sharing the story of a kangaroo in the street right outside the Tagcast studios.
Right outside
here.
In our own backyard.
Yeah, and
crazy Oregon story.
Wife almost didn't believe me.
That's a crazy Oregon story.
And then I said, this has a funny ending, which is an add-on, but one time it got out and Matt chased it into the other Matt's neighbor yard and it went back by the barbecue. Because it wanted to throw a shrimp on the bobby. And she's all, see, this isn't a true story. I said, it is. It was really there. And then
just because you got a good joke for it doesn't mean
it's... And then it was hopping in the road, and then 10 minutes later, here comes the ice cream truck. And then the ice cream truck ran over the kangaroo. And then the kangaroo...
Right after the kangaroo ordered a Flintstone pop.
He kicked him right in the face with both feet at the same time and then filled his pouch full of fucking push pops.
I still doubt that he wasn't real because he wasn't wearing boxing gloves.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a weird China monkey, crazy emu lassoing
teen. I don't know where to go because I have a stork story, and now I have an Australia crazy story.
Well, we better do the stork one after this because this is the crazy Eugene, Oregon story where a woman says that she discovers, and I don't know why she believes this, but she has discovered what she believes was a mouse bone in her bowl of life cereal.
That's life.
Yeah, life not always just a bowl of cereal.
Or cherries.
Shay Bowman Smead, 25, of Eugene, said she was finishing her cereal when she noticed an object floating in the milk that she suspects was a mouse femur. Now, she's getting pretty specific.
That is.
She reported this to KVAL-TV in Eugene. She said, maybe the cereal is contaminated. Maybe I could have gotten sick. Other people could find something like that in their cereal, and that's just gross.
It is, but I don't doubt that it could happen.
How could it be? What is she, a fucking a mouse specialist?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know how she knew it was a femur or whatever.
Or even a mouse bone.
Yeah. But
she contacted Quaker. She contacted Quaker.
She could have thought that it's possible, so she created. I don't know why it would be a mouse bone rather than a mouse foot. That's what I don't see.
Yeah. The femur.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a clean bone.
Yeah.
That you'd find in there.
Well, after soaking in milk for a while.
Yeah, you know, you
So after she contacted Quaker, guess what they offered her?
Hmm.
They sent her a box with a request for her to send her the empty cereal box and the mouse femur, which they said is a foreign object for analysis.
Yeah, they'll do an analysis to make sure, you know, you're pretty much sending them the proof so they can run the tests and tell you what they're going to do. So, you know.
So,
and that's typical when you got a food contamination thing like that.
Yep, so it looks like all of our crazy region stories are to do with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Monkeys, emus, and mouse femurs. And now we're going to go to Canada?
No, Egypt.
Holy mother.
In Egypt, a stork was swimming around, and it had one of those wildlife tracking things on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it delivering babies or what?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
They thought it was a spy.
A spy stork?
And they thought the stork was wearing, like, a camera and spying on them.
Now, storks do fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if a stork had a fly...
They fly left, too.
Wouldn't he be a drone, then, if he had a camera on his neck?
He would be.
Stork drone. He's a spy stork drone.
Yeah, they took him in, though.
And, took the stork in?
Yeah.
And he was late for a delivery, I bet.
Mm-hmm, he was. He was moved to a conservatory, but recently, and I saw this on the Conservatory of Egypt's Facebook page, that he flew off near the Nile River and was killed and eaten.
God, bad day for the stork.
Yep, so R.I.P. to Meanies, the stork.
Apparently word got out and the lion knew he was... Who killed him?
I don't know if it was like natives, indigenous people.
Spy stork, kill him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Abaduga.
Well, it might have just been somebody hungry because I think
usually
the article said something about storks being eaten.
And plus, if you're from an indigenous country and you don't have a lot of money for food or you don't have a lot of food available to you, storks are a great find because they usually have a baby with them that you could eat too.
Yeah.
Those babies are good eating over there in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
They keep them in. I saw a weird
I think they lay them in eggs, right? Storks lay them in eggs?
Yeah, lay them in eggs.
Lay them in eggs.
I saw a weird picture on the internet the other day of a mummy they found of a pregnant lady and the baby was still in her belly and it was all like perfect little fetal boner. A little fetal skeleton.
Whoa.
Inside of her skeleton. It was trippy looking.
So was it mummified? Like they had wrapped it?
No, I guess it wasn't mummified. It was just fossil. It was one of those ones where...
Didn't they used to jam like chrysanthemums and stuff into their cavities, right?
Yeah.
To keep them smelling good or something.
Flowers up your ass, flowers in your mouth.
In your cavities.
Yeah.
And in your stomach.
Teeth.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was a weird looking picture. I had to really look close to make sure it was. I don't think it was a doctored photo. It looked pretty real.
Hmm.
There were no doctors back then.
Would you want to be mummified instead of like buried or
be burnt
cremated?
Up. I'm going to be cremated.
Wouldn't you rather have like all your innards removed by hook and then flowers and... What's that one song? Flowers and beads.
I'm going to be drawn and quartered. I'm going to be drawn and quartered and then burnt.
Whoa.
Just to make things right for all the bad things I ever did in my life.
You know that guy that got his...
I'd be thirded.
Thirded?
Because they couldn't tie, they couldn't tie the other horse's rope to my fake leg, because that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'd be thirded. Hung, drawn, and thirded.
It would have a dramatic effect, though.
Hung, drawn, and thirded. I think that's a new thing.
Yeah.
There's a Raven song called Hung, Drawn, and Quartered. There's a lot of metal songs called Hung, Drawn, and Quartered. So they hang you till you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's drawn? What do? They draw on you? They draw penises on your face.
I think they
And then they, for humiliation, and then they hook ropes to all your limbs, your four limbs, and then they have horses running off.
I think they have, that's how they train artists. They come and have them draw you.
Hung. Oh, this guy's been hung. Now you've been drawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all have a classroom full of people.
Yeah. Drawing. It's a culture thing.
They're drawing a hanged corpse. And then a quartered corpse. Quartered corpse. This got pretty dark. It's a 9/11.
Yeah.
Don't call 911.
Have you ever went... Well, obviously, you've never been to Australia.
We've got some Australia
listeners, though. And this is a crazy Australian story.
Australian.
All the way back from 2003. Remember that year?
I do. It was a new... Excuse me. It was a new beginning for me in 2003.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. And so this guy had a new beginning, too. He liked to sniff glue and get high.
I used to do that in 1973.
Did you ever think about breaking into a glue factory? And, getting just the mass high, just like the big one? Is that what the Trailer Park Boys call it?
The big dirty. No, yep. What I do to get all the glue, you mean? You would never have to get any more glue. No, whenever I used to huff glue, though, it always give me the hiccups.
Ah.
That was shitty.
Hmm. You know the average hiccup lasts 5 minutes?
Well, I got a story for you, but let's finish yours first.
All right, so this guy broke in...
To a glue factory?
Into a glue factory.
Just dove into one of the vats?
No, and he took the lid off of one of... First, he turned off all the fans in the place.
Nice.
Because, it had a lot of fans. And then he took the lid off of a 500-gallon drum and began huffing.
Yeah.
And he...
He died.
No, he began getting lightheaded, fell over, and knocked over the drum.
And that glued him to the floor?
Yep.
And then he got arrested?
Yeah, they had to pry him up with shovels and crowbars the next day.
That's awesome.
And they told him just to shut his fucking yap.
Wow. They told him to shut his fucking yap?
Yep, those Australians don't mess around.
Shut your fucking yap, mate. You try stealing all glue. Next time you want to huff a pile of glue, just kill your horse and smash him up yourself.
And this is what he said about sniffing glue.
Did they make glue out of horses?
When they asked him about his experiences of sniffing glue, and he said, I've seen visions of Jesus and the devil and a space alien with a big head. I've also seen the king of rock and roll, what's his name, Elvis, and someone else I can't remember. It might have been Michael Jackson or that other singer, Kurt Cobain.
Wow.
Unquote.
That's pretty crazy.
How do you confuse Michael Jackson and Kurt Cobain? Well, I guess if you're huffing glue.
It's the same way you confused Michael Jackson and Mickey Mouse. They're both
touched little boys.
Both black with white faces. And they both had an amusement park in their backyard.
That's funny. That's a Michael Jackson joke I've never heard.
I just heard that 2 days ago on a very recent comedy show. So I don't know who it was, but I stole it. That's funny. Black with white. No, maybe it was. I think that was from 2003, actually. And he also said, he liked to play with little kids. He had an amusement park in his backyard. He was all black and had a white face. And I don't know what else, but Mickey Mouse. But speaking of the hiccups, you said 5 minutes is the average.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
I read it on a Crazy Facts.
Well,
on average, a hiccup lasts 5 minutes.
Try telling that to 37-year-old Irish man who has not stopped hiccuping for 14 months.
That's a long time.
He woke up with a hangover.
Woke up.
He's an Irish guy.
Hangover, woke up.
And he got the hiccups. And
I like it that.
Now he has hiccuped every 7 seconds since the morning after the party in July 2012. They keep him up all night. He sometimes has to sleep in the spare room to keep from shaking the entire bed and waking his wife. He has undergone endoscopies, CAT scans, chiropractor visits. He's tried tranquilizers, diet changes. Nothing seems to help. Though, and the doctors have yet to find a cure. He has also tried every old wives' tale in the book, from being scared, eating spoonfuls of sugar, and drinking through a straw, holding his breath. They've taken over his life. He says,
well, yeah, you'd be trying every waking moment, right, of your time.
There was a video of him on there sleeping, and he was like going, but he was actually sleeping through it. He said there's certain times when he can actually, you know, he becomes so tired, you just sleep, you know. He has no idea why they started. He's had more to drink. He'd had more to drink than he'd had for some time. But it was nothing really out of the ordinary. He's from Ireland. He's an Irish. Just the usual mix of beer.
That's crazy.
And spirits. Based on the frequency of the hiccups, the man estimates he has hiccuped more than 5.2 million times since the hiccups started.
There's a thing that creates it, right?
Yeah.
Like a little flap or something?
There's a flap on the top of your esophagus, yeah, I guess. But I think you have to have that, or you'd rather have probably bad acid reflux or...
Oh, yeah. Or you just everything would fall into your mouth.
Yeah, if you ever laid down. He said there's times when he can't breathe for 30 seconds because they lock up his diaphragm. He's waiting on an MRI to find out whether the condition is related to a brain tumor, and because they are desperate because the hiccups are ruining their lives.
That's crazy, man. I don't know what I would
do. I get frustrated after 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pretty foolproof way. I almost want to send him a message. He might not have tried it. You have to do it very specifically. It seems very silly, but it works for me every time. Mm-hmm. It was passed on to me by my friend Jim Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Lodestone, as we call him. The crew leader out there at the country fair. He says what you have to do is take the deepest breath that you can take.
Uh-huh.
Then while you're holding your breath, take a mouthful of water into your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Now here comes the funny part. Stick your index fingers in your ears and tilt your head back. Swallow the water. Exhale. Gone. Never has not worked. Except for when I thought he was an idiot and didn't plug my ears. And it didn't work. Must be a mental thing.
You know what? I got one more step to add into the end of that.
Okay.
And shove it up your butt.
And then you shove it up your butt. You're like,
my foolproof way is very similar to that, where I'll just take a giant glass of water and basically drink it all, and in the process I have to hold my breath, and I kind of gulp and gulp
chug.
And so I guess I'm getting more air in there, and then I burp it at the end and hopefully push out the hiccup. What
monster.
I try to do is I try to cure it myself these days, because I just kind of go and try to like push it up the windpipe, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, if it doesn't cure it after a few minutes, you know. But sometimes, yeah, if you can try to burp it out, just get it out of there. Because it's an air bubble, I thought, right?
I don't think so. We should look it up and see what causes it. But it's an involuntary reaction where you're gasping for air, but your flap of your esophagus flaps back down. Esophagus, mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Like a choke, right?
Like
or a butterfly, what's that thing? On the carburetor?
Yeah, a choke.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, on Facebook, I was telling you not too long ago that you can do hashtags now.
Hashtag stupid car.
So now they have what's trending.
I hate that I recognize that from
what's
looking.
What's trending from the hot, from the most hashtags? The top four.
NFL.
Eazy-E.
What?
SWAT.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem. And hashtag mm-hmm. Who dat.
Okay. I know why.
St. Louis.
I know three of those. No, Who dat is Nollins.
Oh, New Law.
Which is football related.
Right.
And the one above that is what?
Eminem. He's got a new single out that they're making a big deal about, where he samples The Stroke by Billy Squire.
Well, and also, like, last night, like,
he was on
Saturday Night
Football. Right.
And he kind of made a fool of himself. But in his defense, he did say that he is kind of scared of live TV. And, you know, Yeah. That would be kind of a nerve-wracking. You just would kind of want that to be over if you weren't comfortable in that situation and didn't want to do all that promo and everything. But, and then what was the other one?
SWAT.
Mm-hmm. There's a recent SWAT story of them killing a 107-year-old man.
And then the other one that I couldn't figure out why was Emmett or Eazy-E.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eazy-E's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
But why is he trending?
He is always trending.
Anna posted something on her Facebook about what people wanted to hear us talk about, because we're coming up on our 200th episode on Friday.
And our sixth season, right?
Yeah, we will be starting our sixth season on next Monday.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. It's been over a year and a half, I think, or coming up on a year and a half. But my post, it garnered no responses. So apparently, nobody wants to talk about nothing.
Well, I'll talk about nothing.
All right. Talk about nothing if you want to talk
about
nothing.
Okay. You do not want to move to Washington, D.C. Let me tell you why.
Okay, why?
They are proposing a 24-hour waiting period.
For what?
Tattoos and piercings.
For everybody?
Yep.
Huh. That's weird.
Now, you know, I don't think, obviously, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because if you go in there drunk, which is what they're trying to prevent, is people getting drunk tattoos or whatever. But is that really an issue? If somebody gets a drunk tattoo, they deserve it.
Right.
Right? And, you know, some tattooists, artists... won't work if you're too visibly drunk, I would imagine. But is it really their decision in the end?
Yeah. Not the
artist.
No.
You know, I mean, you know, most people have probably put some amount of thought, more than 24 hours anyway, into what kind of tattoo they want, right?
Right.
You know, and maybe even have a relationship with a tattoo artist that they've probably... already talked to them more than 24 hours ago anyway. So it's kind of a law made by somebody who doesn't even understand
the
culture.
And anyway. I've been watching that show called Bad Ink.
Uh-huh.
And they're from Vegas, and they just walk around and try to find people that have tattoos, and they say, you need any cover-up work? You know, they specialize in cover-up work. So you see a lot of bad tattoos and drunk tattoos that people, you know, wish that they didn't get.
Uh-huh.
And so I think, you know, there shouldn't be a waiting period, because if you want to get a drunk tattoo that you're going to regret, then it'll be business for those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Cover-up artist needs business, too.
Yeah, and it brings me, I saw Steve Buscemi.
Yep.
On Jimmy Fallon. I think it was recently.
Uh-huh.
And he brought up, he was going across Huffington Post, and somebody had made a comment about somebody had a bad Steve Buscemi tattoo, and it didn't even look like him. It was pretty funny. You guys can all Google that and take a look.
Google it.
Look at the Steve Buscemi tattoo that looks very caricature-ish. And he said he has people sending him drawings of him at times, which is weird.
That is weird.
Would be. But I don't know. We asked for people to send us a drawing one time.
Nobody ever did.
I know.
I think the best one we have.
Well, Jared did.
I think the best one we have is the one that you did recently.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do one with my stylus on my Kindle, because you can use it as a... It's a lot easier to be accurate than if you're trying to use your fingertip, because you're not sure which part of your finger is actually going to touch the screen.
Yeah. And plus, you know, you don't get all those oily greases on there.
Yeah, greasy. That's why it says keep your screen clean. You want to keep your screen clean on your Kindle and in your pipe.
Mm-hmm. This Steve Buscemi tattoo might be on that show that you're talking about.
They had a Patrick Swayze one on there.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be weird. Was it in his ghost days?
No, it was the Roadhouse pose.
Oh,
it was on his ass a little bit too.
Was old, what's his face on there too?
No, it was just him, and the other guy had this weird cat, and they had a dare a long time ago to, ooh, that is terrible.
Yeah, and so he was checking out and talking about this picture on Jimmy Fallon with him.
Yeah, so they had a dare to see who could get the best worst tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And so then they went in like years later to get it fixed up to be the worst best tattoo because they were kind of, it was shitty working.
Uh-huh.
So the guy made the cat head into like a tiger, but it was a fish. So it was like a tiger shark kitty.
Mm-hmm.
It was just goofy looking. And instead of covering up Patrick Swayze, he just wrote a banner below it that said, guarding the back door. Because it's kind of on his ass a little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was funny. You should have got what's his name on the other side, though. Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he in Roadhouse,
too?
I
think so.
He was the other badass.
I believe so.
That was a good action flick.
Yeah.
The other day, there was some Steven Seagal movies on TV.
Oh, there was a bunch of them. That's right. I saw that preview for it.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking is, if it was his birthday or what. But I kind of checked them out of a few minutes of them here and there with the sound off because I was watching something else on the computer. And it was on the TV in the background. And I'd watch them kick some people's arses.
Yeah.
And then whatever he does afterwards. And show him walk out of the room with the ponytail.
Yeah.
And he'd go and record an album like he did.
Yeah. Yeah, and then become a police officer.
For a reality
with
TV
a show, though. Yeah.
That was weird.
That was. Lawman, Steven Seagal. And then you got everybody still giving Ben Affleck a bad time about being Batman.
Really? People still up on that shit?
Yeah, but you know, I found out something about Ben Affleck that I didn't know, which not only is he a big comic book fan, and he's not a terrible actor, but he also directed a short film once called I Killed My Lesbian Wife, Hung Her on a Meat Hook, and Now I Have a 3-Picture Deal at Disney.
Wow.
That's the name of the movie.
Hmm.
Look it up. You might be able to
did
find it.
Did he have a 3-picture deal with Disney?
I don't believe he did, but that was the name of his movie.
Hmm. That would be weird.
That would be.
He did?
I don't think he did.
Hmm.
And we were talking about Eminem just a couple minutes ago. Most people don't know this. He is a world-class Donkey Kong player.
Really?
That's his favorite video game, and he can kill anybody at it like a gangsta.
I bet. He probably played a lot of it.
Played a lot of it.
Got big and bought that machine.
He bought the machine?
Yeah, you bought a Donkey Kong machine. That's probably one of the first things he bought.
Oh, you mean like a real arcade game?
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was like on... But now that you say that, you're probably right. I thought it would be like on a gaming system.
Yeah. See, if I got $5 million, I doubt the first thing I would be a major purchase. It'd probably be something
around
the...
Oh, shit, I got the hiccups.
Dude, yeah, you manifested your own reality.
Oh, my God. No, but it was just one. That's weird. You ever have just one?
Not since I had a potato chip.
Hiccups aren't usually like... They're usually like Lay's potato chips. Mm-hmm. You can't just have one. Hiccup. Irma Gerd, I got the hiccups.
You know, I started writing a story last week.
Yeah, another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this one was about an island that was found off the coast of Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of weird, you know? And then the next day, I read about a story about a volcano that lies in the Pacific Ocean between here and Japan.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. We should go there and visit it.
It is the biggest volcano on Earth. It is 280 by 400 miles big. As big as Arizona.
That's big as under the water?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what happens when it erupts?
It hasn't for 145 million years.
Million?
Yeah, a million.
Well, that's probably about time. And so what would happen? We'd have a huge tsunami tidal wave or what?
Oh, I'd imagine at least. Right?
Seems like you would.
Yeah, you'd probably have boiling water, I would imagine, just running at you.
You think?
That would be crazy. You know where we could visit? Up in Portland?
What's it where?
They have the international. This is international. This is worldwide.
Okay.
The Cryptozoology Museum.
Ooh. That sounds interesting.
Under its roof, they have a life-sized Bigfoot.
Maybe
a
that's
giant
why
squid.
All the most elusive things ever. What
yeah,
else?
This is the cataloging of the most elusive creatures, an assortment of photographs and footprints, as well as some pop culture memorabilia.
Huh. That sounds pretty cool. Hey, you ever listen to NPR?
Nope. National Pubic
Regions.
Yep.
Yep.
No, I don't.
So there's a guy on there apparently that's had a show for quite some time, and he might be somewhat popular, named Jack Gallagher. I don't know if you ever heard that name or knew who.
Yeah, he's one of the Oasis guys.
No, that's a different Jack Gallagher. He's on NPR. Anyway, and I don't know if you've heard of this, but back when Vowel Movements, our friend Bobby and Danny's podcast was still
going. Yo, yo!
They'd only been a few episodes, and I think Bobby's wife, Paloma, helped Bobby test some of their equipment to make sure it was going to work right when they upgraded. And so she did a fake little podcast to test the equipment. It was called Five Songs with Paloma. And she just picked five songs that are important to her that are all related in some way or another. And, you know, you play the first song and then you talk about it and you play the second song. So not only do you get to hear five songs, but you also get to hear Paloma talk about it. And she had so much fun that she decided she wanted to do this podcast. And Bobby said, that's a great idea. You should do it. And it became a podcast. It's called Five Songs with Paloma. There's 10 or 15 episodes out since 2012. She'd had some semi-famous local musicians, you know, because of Bobby's connections in the scene there come on. And the guests come on, pick their five songs that are important to them that are connected some way. They play the songs and they talk about them. And she talked about, you know, hope it's not any copyright infringement or it ever get in trouble for playing these songs without permission. And so she's just been doing it on and off here. She just had a baby, so she hasn't had one for quite some time.
Well, baby?
Yeah, they had a baby. She hadn't had one for quite some time. Ever. Yeah, so she finally had one of those. So she'd been busy doing that, growing a kid. And now this guy, Jack Gallagher on NPR, now has a show called Five Songs. And the description is verbatim from her description on hers, where it says,
which is,
I have interesting people come on my show and we talk about five songs.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's already a popular radio show host that's on NPR. He has tons of listeners. Most of them probably have never heard of Five Songs with Paloma because she's just this girl from Sacramento that has a local podcast or whatever, you know. I'm sure it's on iTunes and Stitcher and everything else, but I've never had the pleasure of listening to it. I'd like to go back and listen to it. But they're pissed because he's biting her style and they stole her name.
Yeah, but there's a lot of five-song podcasts out there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay, then I did not know that.
Well, I'm not saying there's a ton of them or that it's verbatim or it's all the same. I mean, there's that one from the Podcast Network, Never Not Funny.
Yeah.
They got a couple guys that do, they talk about five songs and discuss them on their show.
Huh.
But yeah, if they're using the same verbatim.
Yeah, just like in the description of the song or of the podcast. It's not a podcast, though, because it's in NPR, National Public Radio. Mm.
It's a sticky thing with podcasts, man, because, you know, I don't know. Where do you draw that line? Because I thought about that, too, you know, in the past. I mean, just a top five list, you know, or top five movies or something. Because that's probably even more common as people that just have, you know, lists of these are my top five favorite movies.
Yeah, but this is not a top five. It's just like five of your favorite songs that are connected somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I'd like to listen to both of them to see if it's as much as they... You know,
don't listen to his though. Just listen to hers.
They're
don't listen to NPR.
They know what's going on in the podcast world. They listen to podcasts, so I don't think that they would accuse him if they thought it was a comparative writing or just an idea.
Yeah.
They pretty much said that he stole their idea and is using it and has tons more listeners. And now, if anyone hears hers. But they posted a thing on his website from an article from the Sacramento Bee, which is a pretty big, Sacramento is the capital of California, pretty big city, and their paper is big, and it had the story of podcasts, when podcasts were getting bigger and everybody, you know, was saying, you might not know it, but your neighbor is probably recording a podcast in his garage right now about his favorite movies or something. And then it talked about Val Movements and Bobby, and then it talked about the story I told about her helping set up the equipment, and that it listed her podcast. And this was early 2012, so it's been almost 2 years. So yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're going to try to do anything.
Well, no, I don't know. I think she should keep doing it and having fun with it.
Well,
you
I think
know?
She's
going to
keep doing it, but I don't think they're going to, like, contact him and say, hey, you're biting my style or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I might maybe change the wording a little bit. You know? Of the one thing that's verbatim, I mean, that is suspicious to me.
Yeah, for sure. Suspicious verbatim. I guess we'll roll this one instead this time.
I got sidetracked. What's in Holmes' CD player?
We'll bring Al back in because he never comes on the show anymore.
What's in Holmes' CD player? Holmes? We're going to find out today.
Holmes?
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes?
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes?
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Oh.
We're going to find out right now.
Let's find out right fucking now. Today, listening to a band that recently reformed and just came to Portland a few months ago. Awesome.
Poison Idea.
Too. Nope. Close, though.
Minor Threat.
No, they're from across the seas.
Crass. Subhumans.
More metal.
Oh,
They just played with Hellshock. And,
I don't have it.
Bolt Thrower. Which is a weird name for a band, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean something in, like, the UK or something? Like a slang?
I think it's a nod to Zeus.
It's not a Zeus?
No, it's a nod to Zeus.
Oh, a nod to Zeus.
Zeus is an all-powerful being, god, and he throws bolts, doesn't he?
Oh, okay. Not? Probably. I don't know. I'm dumb about that stuff. But he's listening to a album called Realm of Chaos.
How come nobody says Christianity is mythology?
Because it's hard to say, obviously.
Mythology.
Why
isn't that just seen as much as Roman had a mythology?
I don't know.
And
a bunch
Greek,
of bullshit is what it
Egypt,
is.
Egypt. They all had gods, but they're all mythical creatures for the Western world for some reason.
Pisses me off, man.
Pisses me off. What's he listening to again?
Bolt Thrower.
Oh, yeah.
Realm of Chaos, and I was not listening to my record player. I was listening to my phone
because
I can download free music on there. Mm-hmm. And it was a suggestion from you and Flames. I was listening to the Balls Out In by Honky.
Oh, nice, dude. What do you think?
I like it. He kind of sounds like Sammy Hagar sometimes a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of, but then he gets away from it for a while, so that's kind of cool. But there was like 15, 16 songs. Good rock. I like the solos. I like the solos.
Uh-huh.
And it's just good. The bass is good. It's all good.
This is like good time rock and roll, huh?
It is. Check it out if you've never heard it.
New Ager.
I know you heard us talk about it before, Hans, but we might not have recommended it to you. Check out Honky. They've toured with the Mudhoney and the Melvins.
Yeah.
They
love to smoke your weed.
They do. That's one of the songs on that same album.
Yeah.
So check that out.
The obligatory get the weed fans going song.
Yeah. I've also been listening to some comedy off my phone because I can download like full comedy albums on my phone for free, like Mitch Hedberg and Doug Stanhope's Sicko album from quite a few years back, I think. But he seemed to be less rude and more funny back then. Now he's just like bitter, but he's still funny.
Yeah.
But he's just fucking fuck you, fucking, you know, how he's just so bitter. Funny, though. Good stuff. Listening to some comedy.
You ever check out Brian Regan?
Yeah, he's actually, if he didn't already, going to be coming to the McDonald Theater.
He was...
Eugene.
He was...
He's a clean comic.
He had one of the albums that's always on the top of the iTunes charts. He's well-known in those circles.
Yep.
And I used to always hear Todd Glass talk about how much of a fan he was.
Of Brian Regan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His favorite comedian. And that's Todd Glass. Todd Glass, pretty funny.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Did you know that just like last year he came out?
He did come out.
Yep.
He did.
And I had seen several of his stuff, and I know he's funny and acts kind of funny sometimes, but I never thought, I didn't know he was gay. I didn't even have a suspicion.
Yeah.
Because I never thought about it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
When I watch a comedian, I don't think, what's his sexual orientation? Mm-hmm. Unless they act like a flaming gay person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
like
I watch this.
Guy from Will and Grace.
Yeah. He's probably gay for real.
What about, yeah. did you, when you watched Doogie Howser, M.D., did you think that he was gay?
No.
He was always hanging out with that one guy.
I didn't watch it that much, though, so.
I don't remember it.
It was a
I
pretty.
I think it was in my wheelhouse of watching.
I should have known because it was a pretty gay show.
Yeah, but I don't remember really.
Hey, we got one birthday today, and one birthday only, and it's a friend of mine who recently moved away, used to play in a band with me. His name is Matt Ray.
Hey, Matt Ray.
He's a hell of a drummer. You say it's your birthday, because your name is Matt Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Texas now. He went to school in New Orleans for a year or so.
Is he in the heart of Texas or regular Texas?
A&M. Texas A&M.
A&M.
He's this fucking scholar, dude. I'm telling you. He's a smart motherfucker. Killer death metal drummer. He's a little upset with me because I haven't finished the Game Over CD, but it really the ball wasn't left in my court. But
yeah.
We're not going to go there. We're going to say happy birthday to you, who
is
31 years old. He's going to be president someday.
Ah, nice.
That's what he strives to be. And he also said that one day he'll be making a ton of money, and he'll come back to play music with his friends.
Right on. Right on.
He could buy us a whole studio and put us on tour and all that stuff. Also, I don't know. I think that these national days that I've been mentioning recently are pretty fake. Because today is No News is Good News Day.
That one I don't believe.
And that has to be associated with 9/11. Because we didn't hear anything bad, so nothing bad. and then on Friday's show, you'll hear... further my point when we tell you what day that is, but
I like a good corn dog day.
Yeah,
National corn dog day
or National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Those are good.
Uh-huh.
National Paul Bunyan Day, National Fool McCartney Day, where anybody named McCartney fools down. He fools old fool down, down, down. Hey, and don't forget about our awesome sponsors at Pizza Now. And I don't think they haven't paid their dues, but they will soon. Brownsville Car Wash, the new sponsor for next season. Just giving a couple quick shout outs. If you have a dirty car, clean it up.
It is also National Emergency Number Day, proclaimed by Reagan in 87.
Wow. 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've been thinking, Nancy, it's the same as the number that you dial.
Yeah.
We could make it a national day.
I was listening to Brax Barbecue Space Cadet or whatever, Barbecue in Space album. That's got both comedy and music on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
It's kind of kiddy, but it's kind of dumb fun, too.
Yeah. It's kind of dumb.
He likes sandwiches.
I never found Brax. I got to watch it. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot about it. Also, I've heard a lot about another show that I can't find, and it is, I can't remember.
Clone
right.
High?
No, fuck.
The Oblongs?
I talked about it before. Farmer Tape Nose told me about it. And they recently performed at the thing with Tenacious D in San Diego. I'll tell you on Friday because I can't remember.
All right.
Can't remember. And don't forget 2 weeks from tonight because it's Wednesday, September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks from tonight, I'll be at the Duck Inn.
Oh, the Duck Inn.
Yeah. That's in Eugene at 1795 6th Street.
Yeah?
Yep. Me and Alex Elkin, just two comics, and that's it. No openers.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know if they have a host. They got to have a host. Hmm. But it's a free show, and it starts at 9 o'clock.
My friend Typhoid Mary
Ooh.
Could host for you guys.
Okay, where does she live?
Now she's dead.
Oh, then how could she?
She was a lot more dangerous than her sister Typo Mary.
Ooh.
She spelled a lot of words wrong, but nobody died.
They probably wanted to kill themselves after reading her post on Facebook.
Ah!
I'm going to start a Facebook page for Typo Mary. And you spell all your words, not all of them, but a lot of them. I've gotten to where if I'm auto if I'm swiping on my phone and it does the wrong word, but you can tell what it's supposed to be, like in a text message to my wife.
Yeah.
I don't bother correcting it. She knows what I mean.
Yeah.
But if I try to type out, like, I left the onions on the table and it says I left the dildo on the table, then I'll usually switch that and put it to what I really want.
You know which one, if you write shot, because sometimes I'm on my phone on a news site and I like to do a little trolling, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'll be on there and I'll want to say something about Dick Cheney shooting somebody in the face or something.
Right.
Because that's always good for a
laugh. What it'll say when you say shot?
It'll say shit. So it'll say like, hey, Dick Cheney will come and...
Getting shit in your face?
Shit in your face.
Whenever, if I try to spell cock, which I don't a lot, but if I'm talking about chickens or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Sometimes if you spell cock, it'll put anal instead.
What?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, this is weird. That's
I deleted
subliminal.
Both of those from my swipe dictionary because I'm getting myself in trouble. Because you try to spell cork. It's like I couldn't get the cork out of the wine bottle. It was like I couldn't get my anal cock out of the fucking wine bottle.
That's dangerous stuff you got
dangerous.
Going on there.
That is.
Danger. Mm.
So we're going to go eat some pizza. What kind of pizza do we have today?
Oh, man.
Whatever kind we choose, the dough will be
like
made.
Good
the dough is
going to
be made fresh. The mozzarella pizza cheese will be 100% shredded.
Yeah.
Every day.
I like the meat trio with the barbecue sauce.
They're at 1705 Southeast Hill Street, and they're ready when you are.
Yeah.
$5 large cheese, pepperoni, or sausage only.
I was watching a show on volcanoes the other day. Made me want a meteor, because their meteors were falling from the sky, too.
Oh, could you imagine pizzas falling from the sky?
Oh, man.
Or just big half of meatballs falling from the sky?
Yeah, they got just lots put a of bucket in my yard.
Specialty pizzas, some good cheese bread, some wings, salads, extra toppings.
Order your salad on top of your pizza.
They got a farm battle for you vegan cunts.
Mm-hmm. Not like bacon, too.
Baby spinach. Oh, you can have no bacon on it. That's right. It's not for you vegan. It's for you vegetarians.
Yeah, plenty of vegetarian toppings like pepperoni and bacon and Canadian green peppers and Canadian red onions.
You got the meat market and then you got the veg market.
Yeah.
Which is just tomatoes and buttermilk ranch.
Get some pizza bites for lunch, man. $3.50.
Oh,
that'll fill you up
man.
Like a filler up.
It'll fill you up like a filler up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the new phrase of the fucking.
It is.
Of the 90s. Because everything comes back around. The 90s are coming back.
Round and round. That song's coming back around.
God damn it. This song's coming back around.
Yeah, it is.
We've played this song almost 200 times.
Holy shit.
Well, the first
episode.
Tomorrow is
our last episode of the fifth season.
We call it a season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people say finally. Wow. Finally.
Finally.
200 episodes in.
Fragilely.
Fraggle Rock. I love Fraggle Rock.
I never really watched it.
I don't either, but there was a commercial that said that was trying to get your kids to read. Oh. And it's like, you should have your kids read instead of just watch cartoons. They're like, let's see your book. I don't like to read.
I was more a fan of dinosaurs.
I love dinosaurs.
Not the mama. That's coming back.
Not the mama. Yeah, that's it. All right, plugs, mugs, and jugs. Hey, Taggots. How you do? What you gonna do? You're gonna go to see these shows. Every second Friday, which this month is the 13th of September. It's Pantsless Comedy with your host Mike McGowan at Cornucopia, which is also known as Cornucopia Bar and Burgers. That's a 5th and Pearl in Eugene, Oregon. You should go there. It's a great show. He's always got a great headliner, usually from Portland or somewhere weird like that. So, also that night after the show, or if you're not into comedy, go see Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. Also a Friday the 13th show. It's going to be a good one. The night before that, on the 12th, is also at the Wow Hall, Led Zeppelin, a great Led Zeppelin tribute band. Let's see, what else do we got here? September 28th, World of Lies from Portland. And Necryptic from Eugene will be playing at the Black Forest, the free show. That's a Saturday night. I will be in attendance. I'm going to go see that. I haven't seen either of those bands for too long. October 3rd, Between the Buried and Me is going to be at the Hawthorne Theater with some other metal bands. Check it out online for information on tickets and the lineup. October 4th, Brian Posehn at the Wow Hall with Derek Sheen, which I mentioned him on Friday's show. October 8th, Michael Franti and Spearhead at the McDonald Theater. I'm not really into him, but some people are. You should go check him out if you are. October 10th through the 13th, there's a Doom Festival in Portland called Fall Into Darkness, put on by Nathan Carson and Nanotier Booking. Highlight for me for that weekend will be Orange Goblin headlining at the Mississippi Studios on October 11th.
Orange Goblin?
Orange Goblin, I didn't say Orange Frampton. There's other shows on the 10th and the 13th as well. Just look into Fall Into Darkness Festival. Google it. You'll find out what's going on. October 11th also, Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater. And then two nights later, Creator and Overkill, also at the Hawthorne Theater. October 15th, it's Gwar and Whitechapel. So it's like every 2 days you get a hardcore metal show that you can go see at the Hawthorne. And then October 19th, possibly be Bikini's last performance at the Dixie Creek Saloon, as I believe they're changing their format to mostly country and light rock, maybe classic rock cover band. So it's the Willamette Valley Music local, whatever, I can't ever say it right, but Dave Wilson putting on the second anniversary party for Willamette Valley local music scene. It's going to be a free show October 19th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, will be playing as well. November 26th, Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater. They will be playing their classic album Covenant from 20 years ago in its entirety. And then they'll come back after a short intermission and play some other favorite Morbid Angel tunes. World of Lies will be opening that show. You should hit up Tony Avila for tickets. He'll get you a discount, and it'll benefit him as well. So I think that's about it. There's probably some other shows going on. I think the 14th is Seth Milstein's comedy show at the Granary featuring Whitney Streed from Portland. There's other stuff going on. I'm out of time now because the song changed. I mean, it didn't change songs, but this is the point at plugs where I say, oh, I better wrap it up. So I'm wrapping it up, and you can take it. Go see some shows and then come back and listen to our show, TagCast Podcast, at tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the donate icon and give us some money. If you want to support, don't forget how much I fucking hate sports. All right. Rock on. Metal up your asses. And we'll see you next time.